Thank you for calling XPM. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
I was supposed to have an installation of a dishwasher today, but they called and they changed it until Thursday. But I looked at my calendar, and Thursday is not a good day for me.
What is the order number associated with the order?
I don't have an order number. I'm sorry. I just have my name and phone number.
Okay, so we'll take a few minutes to search by that phone number. You can go ahead and provide it.
614-203-1933.
It was 614-203-1933.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, one moment. I'll go ahead and try to locate it. Thank you for holding, sir. The system is still searching by the phone number to try to locate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me see if she spilled anything on the side yet. Yeah, she's going to have to start pulling this out and cleaning that. Yep. Oh, yeah. Look at these doors down here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's missing a whole lot. Oh, no. Hey.
You definitely want to sleep upstairs.
Hey, there's more than one bedroom upstairs. I will sleep upstairs. Maybe not in the same bedroom, but.
Again, sir, I do apologize for the wait. It just takes a little longer to search without that order number.
Okay. I understand.
Thank you.
Yeah, I probably have to lift it up and drop it back there, Brian. Yeah, that's what I... Yeah. Because that thing is so tight.
Hey, you got yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the problem.
Oh yes. Yeah. Can you reach it?
Well, I can.
Okay. We can move that. Yeah, just unplug it.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's easy then. We got plenty for now. All right, so let's do this here. Yeah. Now that's underneath there, so that should go right back now.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah.
So that's what You're just going to pay me $600 to do that little bit?
Shut up, Brian. You got no sense. I should do it. Yep.
All right, man. You can pay for my next vacation.
Oh, my God. I'm still here, sir. I do apologize. I'm still searching.
Okay, I'm waiting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, did go back. Yep.
That's all you needed.
That was perfect. I hadn't heard of start cooking
me
some lunch.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No. I can always talk when she's not here, you know.
I know, that's what I said. I'd like to be here when you tell her.
But, see, my trust is that my good friend like you would never tell her what I say.
That's good. I'm glad that was.
Yeah, that is good. That's much better. Because that metal stove is the same dimension as this. And even if I had to push the door in just a little bit. But it shouldn't be.
No, you can.
Like I said, that metal one is the same thing.
Well, the only issue now is you could probably push it back if it wasn't for this cord.
Yeah.
Now the cord's sticking, holding it back.
Right. But I think that should do it, though. You're right. They put these cords in awkward places. See, easy day's work for you. You can go home and do what your wife had for you to do.
Wife is getting ready to leave.
Oh.
My sister broke her ankle, and so because her sister broke her ankle, now my wife's got to go up and take care of her.
Oh, gee.
And they're talking about for four weeks. I go, what? I said, of course, my thought is, well, sister needs to come down here.
Exactly.
Well, no, she's got... She wants to go to church up there. That doesn't matter. My wife, whatever she wants. I go, see, it doesn't matter what I want. It doesn't matter, guys. It don't matter what we say. It doesn't matter at all. It's whatever they want to do. And that's why I told her this morning. She said, well, are you mad at me? I said, mad at you for what? I said, there's no reason to be mad at you. I said, all I know is you don't care my opinion on any of it. So you do whatever you're going to do. I said, fortunately for you, I go to work every day. You don't go anywhere. So she just, how it is. You can't argue. There's no reason to. You just, they're going to do what they want to do. I said, her mom, her sister's mom and dad lives up there. And I said, well, why can't her mom and dad take her to the doctor's office? Why does it have to be you to drive up there?
Yes.
Because she's going to cost me no matter what, because she's got to pay for, all the food. She'll be paying for everything up there.
You got to be kidding me.
So I won't get stuck paying for everything. And yet her mom and dad live up there. She said, well, they're frail. I said, they're not frail. They can pick her up in a car. They drive a car to church every week. They go around. I said, how frail is that? It's just excuses.
Exactly.
That's why I said, I don't have a say. You've already made up your mind. You didn't ask me.
Thank you for holding, sir. Could you verify your name, address, and email?
Okay, my name is Henry Mackey, Mackey. My address is 652 Cransfield Place, Columbus, Ohio, 43213.
This is for Best Buy installation of a dishwasher.
And that's correct.
Okay, so you stated that the 24th would not work for you?
No, they were supposed to come out today, but they called and canceled because there was some problem with the technician, and they changed it until Thursday. I wasn't at home, so I said okay. Then after getting back home, I already have an appointment for Thursday, so Thursday is not good.
Okay. So I am showing the next available day. It's not until March the 9th.
Well, I guess that's the best I can do then.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. So I did go ahead and get that rescheduled. For the 9th, you will receive your phone call on the 18th advising you of that time frame for the 9th. Also on the 9th, the tech will give you a 30-minute call ahead before arriving.
Okay. What day is the 9th on?
The 9th is on Wednesday, I'm sorry.
On a Wednesday, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll be waiting.
Is there anything else I can help with today?
No, thank you.
Okay, I do want to thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.